So you just said it's one thing to know your history and...
the facts. Yeah. Yes. And it's another thing to be able to spin those facts into a fascinating story.
Abby?
Yes. And what did you get from that lecture? What stays with you from that story?
Well, the first thing is that I kind of expected her to be fiercely nationalistic, really Scottish and taking the Scottish point of view. And hers wasn't. And it's interesting, when I work with young people, I can see that they think very differently from people of my generation in my country. Which means that here, obviously, again, the young people probably are the ones who are more independence-minded. And she could sort of discuss everything so neutrally.
Yes.
But still make it very, very interesting. And I think always when you have a nation with a long, long history, it gives you a right to be a little bit proud.
Yes, yes, yes. Could you feel something like that about Finland?
In a way, yes. But then again, I am a teacher of English and Swedish, so for me it's not such a horrible thing to have been a part of Sweden either, which for some Finns is the worst of it. So for me it's like, it's, you know, the story of a young nation, a small nation evolving into independency. And it's great. It's not such a long history, but it's still great. Other people feel that it's somehow shameful to have been part of Sweden and part of Russia and so on. But I think it's that's how the world goes.
Thank you.
You're
that
welcome.
Was very good.